parish church of St Mary the Virgin in Dock Road, Little Thurrock, is like many other old Essex churches. Part of it is Norman, with other bits sort of added on. It's a Grade II listed building and was visited by pilgrims making their way along the Thames in days gone by. But it's a 19th century vicar who gives St Mary's its claim to fame, and who was largely responsible, single-handedly, for its restoration. His name was Edward Bowlby. Well, joining me is Essex historian Andrew Summers. Edward fought at Waterloo. What was that battle like?
One of the decisive battles and the turning point in European history. It's where the Allies defeated Napoleon, and Napoleon's ambition to rule Europe for one and for all was put to an end. Now, the actual battle itself was a very, very bloody battle, very noisy, full of charges and countercharges, cavalry, people being blown to pieces, the battle being in one way or the other. Now, Edward Bowlby, as far as we know, was at a farm, La Haye Sainte, which was on the left flank of the Battle of the Waterloo. It was a key installation, and it had been overrun by Marshal Ney, who was one of Napoleon's commanders. The 4th Regiment of the King's Own, which Edward Bowlby was a lieutenant in, was sent to regain the farm, which they succeeded at the end of the day. During that action, 12 of his regiment were killed and 122 were wounded. But fortunately for Edward Bowlby, he came out unscathed.
So, Andrew, after the battle, he turned his back on war and he turned to peace.
That's right, and he came back to England. He resigned his army commission and immediately enrolled at Cambridge, where he studied theology. His father was a vicar. After 4 or 5 years at Cambridge, he acquired a BA in theology.
Now, Christine, you're vicar here at St Mary's. How unusual is it for somebody who was a fighting man, who may have killed men, to have then turned his back on that and turned to God?
It's not unusual. Sometimes things draw you up and make you take note of things. It's a bit like Newton, for example, who had been a slave trader and had an encounter with God in the midst of his crises and turned to faith. Sometimes it takes something dramatic to stop people and make them sort of think and take note of their future and what might lie ahead.
So this was almost a Road to Damascus moment.
It might well have been. To see people dying by his side would have been horrendous.
When he became vicar, he had a big influence here, didn't he?
He appears to have built a vestry here and given ordinance to the communion table.
Now, Edward was here 23 years, wasn't he? So he must have liked it.
Yes, he must have really sort of settled down here. We're not sure, actually, where the rectory was, although there is obviously a road here called Rectory Road, so it was probably in that general direction. But we don't know where his rectory was. So there are one or two little loose ends that we need to sort of follow up.
And he had two wives as well, didn't he?
Yes, apparently his first wife died shortly after giving birth, and then he remarried later.
Do you know if there's any of his family still live around here at all?
I don't actually know that.
So you don't have any Bowlbys coming to church?
No.
But he is buried here, isn't he?
He's buried here behind where the communion table is now at the East End. The grave there is for somebody who's died in office, as it were, as a vicar. Then they are, as it were, permitted to be buried within the walls of the church.
So we've just come into the sanctuary near the altar. We're just going round behind the altar here. The stone is quite well worn away, isn't it? Which I suppose is no surprise, because presumably you stand here and many before you have stood here.
I think that's probably the case. When I came here, there was carpeting over this. And so recently we've had the refurbishment. We've taken the carpet up and decided to keep the sanctuary free of carpet. It is exposed, and it's a rather soft stone, I think, as well.
So you didn't know that Edward Bowlby was here until you took the carpet up?
I knew that there were slabs under here. I hadn't put the two together, that he was the man who had fought at Waterloo.
We can see here it says the Reverend Edward Bowlby, and it is very worn, as you said, Christine.
23 years rector of the parish who departed this life in June 25th, 1860, aged something or other that
we can't read. Looks like a 65, doesn't it?
Mm.
So this coming Thursday, it's 200 years since the Battle of Waterloo.
Yes.
How are you commemorating it here?
Well, we probably have to do something, won't we, now? Now that we've discovered him, we'll be remembering him. And as we are celebrating this weekend, we're celebrating our refurbishment, and we're having a lovely open day Saturday, and then on Sunday, we've got Bishop John Raw coming to celebrate with us.